KMJ News Time, 7:51. We have major breaking news to report this morning. The state funding that had been pooled for Valley 99 widening projects has now been returned in full. So how did this happen? Well, let us ask the man that shared the news with us. He is Valley Republican Assemblyman Jim Patterson. Jim, first off, good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
And as we talked about, this sounds like a Christmas miracle, Jim. So how did this all happen?
Well, as everybody knew, we were really shocked when all of this money was taken. Bottom line is, a lot of us went to work on this. Actually, KMJ was very helpful as well. We insisted that Caltrans and the Transportation Commission come to Fresno. We needed them to hear our grievances. The room was packed. They listened. And late yesterday, we were informed that it's been returned in full. It is now in the process of final approval sometime after the first of the year. So a lot of us worked together on it. We made a good, strong case. You can't take away this funding. Widening Highway 99 has been something we've been working on a long time. So some good news.
But, Jim, I know just the Valley contingent has been banging the drum loudly and consistently on high-speed rail funding, on water, on a myriad of issues. In your opinion, why did the state and the governor's office finally listen to the Valley?
Well, I think part of it was we just had such huge numbers and so many people helping us up and down Central California, clear out to the coast, because 99 is so very, very important. And something went terribly wrong. Either the governor miscued in an executive order, Caltrans deleted it, and it was a shock to everybody. And we just basically said, no, you can't do this. And so we called on the governor and we called on Caltrans to keep their promises. They say that Highway 99 is important. We've had a lot of improvements widening 99, and here at this last minute, they pull the plug on tens of millions of dollars of widening in Madera and Tulare. It just was a huge and stupid error, and I think they saw the wisdom of changing their mind. Let's just put it that way.
Well, and the Valley is the happier for it. Now, just to recap, again, we're talking with Valley Assemblyman Jim Patterson about Highway 99 funding. Is this for both the 99 in Madera and Tulare, or just one or the other?
No, it's Tulare. It's entirely back for Tulare and Madera in full. Plus, we also got a bit of a victory for our friends along the Highway 46, which is called, you know, Blood Alley. It's the route to the coast. It's where, you know, James Dean was killed. They had pulled, I think, 10, 15 million from that finalized widening project. And we've also got substantial amounts returned there. So they listened. I think we made a very strong case. And I think we basically pushed the governor and Caltrans, you know, put up or shut up. You say you care about us. The governor comes here and says, I care about this damn valley. Highway 99 is a big priority. And then, bingo, out comes the funds. Well, it's fixed. and we're grateful that you and others helped us get the word out. I think that was the turning point in all of this.